Welcome to Candidly 30.
Welcome. Wow, look at you getting all into it.
Keith usually holds that key, but I did it
No,
this
I'm
time.
here for it. Thank you.
Sorry,
Also, I
everybody,
really
it's late.
appreciate that all the people in my life, you're the only one that has like a purple gel pen.
Oh my God, stop. This is my favorite pen. I have like 10 of them, and they're the only pens that I use. Purple gel. Yeah, for real. I think they're from my mama. I think actually maybe Santa Claus put them in my stocking like a couple years ago or 2 years ago. But in true Kaif and Kel fashion, it is 8:29 on a Tuesday night, everybody. Not to put ourselves on blast or anything, but your girl's just this week is unreal. It's just busy, 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 busy. So we're here and we're doing it, and
Yeah.
we just want to give you guys some updates and just do a little chitty chatty, right, Cave?
Little chitty chatty. Yep, I'm excited. Sorry that this is like super late in the day, but honestly, like this week has been kind of busy and things are like I got lots of stuff in the fire. But also I went and got my nails done on like a Saturday, Sunday, whatever day it was, and I picked the color that's like your eyes because I miss you so much.
Oh, stop it. Wait, that is not at all my eyeball color. It looks green in the
Well,
camera.
it's supposed to be like icy blue, but
Oh.
you get close, okay? And it's kind of like dark because it's late at night, so I got close. Okay, everybody, give me a break.
That's very sweet. Thank you. That's nice.
Because I miss you. Yeah.
I know I miss you too. But hopefully I see you very soon actually. Like because apparently work weekend's happening sooner than later as requested by the fairgrounds. So, yeah, we are going to be coming at you or coming down to California in like a few weeks, which is wild.
It's
It's
like
coming
2 weeks
so
away. I didn't
fast.
even look at the calendar. Like I know that your mom sent the thing, hi Renee, today, and like it's literally 2 weeks away. I feel like that's such a fast turnaround time for work weekend. But I'm excited. I'm like jazzed to get down
Totally.
to Cali and hang out with all of our brush crew bros. So
Yeah, our peeps. I was thinking about it today. I went to the gym after work today and I was like, oh my God, I need to do more like lifting and stuff so that I'm not so freaking sore after work weekend. Because remember last year, I literally could not walk. I was like, I mean, I was really like putting all my all into it, like at the fire. I was like kicking stuff out of the truck and stuff and like throwing huge logs. But I was so freaking sore. I could not move my body for like a week after work weekend last year. So I was like, I'm gonna feel better this year. I'm gonna be like getting it, but like not feeling so terrible about myself. So, anyways, I'm working on it. I'm trying real hard.
Yeah, but you've been like working
So,
out and like swimming and doing all kinds of stuff lately. So like you're in shape. You look good, girl. You feel strong though.
that's the thing is that like I feel like I don't have like muscles. I have like whatever. I feel good, but yeah, I don't have muscles. So, yeah, it's gonna be
Muscles.
interesting.
We
Yeah,
gotta
I just
get you a muscle tank.
wanna little,
Also,
yeah.
I forgot I was listening to the last podcast and Black Sky Brewing or whatever is the
Oh.
name of the place that we were in Denver. Black Sky for people that were really mad about it. But
Nice.
anyway,
Perfect.
we'll
With
get you
the
one of those
fighting
muscle shirts and you can
skeletons.
do some weightlifting as well.
Shut up.
Exactly.
I actually would never do weightlifting in like a gym because it's so scary. Because boys just like stand in there and like breathe really hard and like look at themselves in the mirror and
Ever?
like pretend that they know what they're doing and they don't. So I don't know, unless I had someone with me to like teach me what to do and whatever, you know, like it's just intimidating. So.
That's fair. I'm not mad about that because when I go to the gym, and it depends on the gym that you go to, but like the weightlifting room is so intimidating with all those big weird dudes that are like leering at you while you do your squats and stuff, and then like I just feel very inadequate. I went to Orange Theory after work today. I
Fun.
am excited because like I need to feel strong to your point because I can't go to work weekend and like die. But I also signed up or like I volunteered or whatever for Hood to Coast. So
Shut up. No, you did not.
I did. Yeah. She like
That's
had
so
an
hard, Cave.
I know. I'm so scared. I'm so
No,
scared.
you're gonna do great. You're gonna do so good. Is it like 6 or 7 or 8 mile segments and you have to do it 3 times? Is that what it is?
Something like that. Yeah, I'm gonna be in a van with a bunch of people and they're like running. And she was like, well, they had an extra spot in their van. So She was like, we're really competitive, or we're not competitive. We're really chill and easy. We're a good group. And I'm like, okay, this is still terrifying because I'm not a runner. So I like signed up for Orange Theory because I need to get my ass in shape. But also, I'm excited. Like, I have been in the area for about a year. I need to like find my people or my crew. So this is just a good opportunity to like, see some sights, get some workout in, and meet some cool people. So it's not until August, so I have time to like get prepped and ready for it. But
No, it's gonna be so fun. Oh.
so we'll see.
Cool. That'll be great. No, Lindsay did it like before I moved here and she loved it. She said it was so cool and so fun. So, yeah, you're gonna
Thanks.
have a great time. But
Good.
yeah, I mean, I'm also just projecting on you because like I hate running at this point in my life. So, I'm just impressed. Like I love that for you, but no, thank you for me.
I'm like stressed about it. Everybody that I'm doing it with, I imagine, is going to be like super fit physical therapists, and they're all like super great and optimistic. And I'm going to be a little Nancy Nelly, or just like super not cute and slow and like a troll in the back, just bringing up the caboose. That's kind of my, I feel like I should get like a t-shirt, just bringing up the caboose. We'll see. But anyway, that's what I'm working
No,
towards.
it's a relay. It's going to be so fun.
I guess we
Yeah.
should probably tell people who don't know what
You're
that
going to have a great
means.
time. Oh, yeah. You go for it. I don't actually know.
No, I don't actually know either. I just signed up for
Oh. Okay, gotcha.
it.
It's
Oh,
like
Lord.
basically you run from Mount Hood all the way to the coast and you don't take any time off. Like so someone's running 24 hours a day until like you finish or whatever. So you're just like in a van and you're resting when it's not your turn to run, and then yeah, like but your entire team, someone is running the entire time. So you just like have snacks and like whatever. So yeah, you get different shifts and different like amounts to run and like hardness of running and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
It's
It seems
196 miles long, stretching from the top of Mount Hood to the Oregon coast. Yeah, wow. Okay. It's 196 miles. And how many people are in your van?
Oh, no. Is figuring this out real time, guys. I love that she does not know what she signed up for. Can we just all
It's between.
collectively love that Cave does not know what she got herself into?
My cousin texted me and I was like, yeah, great, that sounds fun. Yep, whatever, no big deal.
Like, I
I'm
can
like,
run 2 miles. No big deal.
yeah, 196 miles, people. It says that you have a team of 8 to 12 people or runners. The race starts at the Timberline Lodge and ends in Seaside. So you alternate legs. They descend down from the mountain to the ocean. Each runner has 3 legs, contributing up to 18 miles. I have to run 18 miles. That's my commitment. Okay, so I signed up for Orange Theory. I'm doing some like weightlifting. I'm gonna do some running. We're gonna get there. Ugh. The race is known as the mother of all relays. I don't understand. Oh my gosh. It's gonna be great.
This is great. I'm so glad you decided to tell us this right now because that
It's great. I'm just gonna have to work my way
so
up to 18 miles. No biggie. Anyway, so yeah, working out, how is your workouts going? Tell me about your life's biggest mistakes in the last 24 hours.
All good over here. I'm just preparing for the Dolomites still. So I'm like doing stair stepper and I'm swimming a lot and I'm walking a lot. And I have been trying to do a lot of like booty work. And so I don't have like
Booty work, booty,
a flat
booty, booty
booty.
work.
Yeah. And yeah, I just like love Juniper so much. It's so fun. So yeah, still going there a lot, but also it just is so nice this week. So it was like snowing for 2 weeks straight.
Oh,
And now it's like lovely here. I mean, it was like 50 something degrees today and sunny. It was raining all weekend, but it was so warm and like, oh, being here in the winter when it's not freezing cold is literally the best thing ever. Like it's literally life-changing because it's
yay.
so beautiful. But yeah, this Friday is supposed to be 62 degrees. Can you
What?
even imagine like how
No.
crazy is that?
No, I can't imagine. I can't wait for the spring and the summer. I like went to the store this last weekend and bought myself red roses because I'm sad and depressing, but also that like I want spring to be here. I'm so sick of the rain and the cold. Yesterday we had like a crazy rainstorm and wind that came and like knocked out power for half of Beaverton. It was crazy. So,
Really? Yeah, it was super
yeah.
windy here yesterday too. It was like so crazy sounding going to bed. I was like, is my house gonna be okay? Like, there's no trees around me, really. But yeah, it was not chill. But
I've
yeah,
had
the
wicked
weather has just been
nightmares
so
about like
odd.
a tree because there's a bunch of trees by my house just like coming in and smashing me in my sleep. Like that's definitely happened in the world before, right? Or am I
Yeah,
just
for
like
sure.
making stuff
Yeah.
up? Okay, great.
No, that's
Awesome.
real.
So
I
yeah,
would be afraid of
anxiety.
that. Sorry, no offense.
No, I mean like I get it. So yeah.
Definitely.
Anyway.
Yeah,
Okay.
I feel like
Good.
we're going to work weekend. We have like so many activities planned, but like Kaif and I have just been like chilling so hard, guys. Like we are sorry, like we haven't really like been planning anything, but like at this point, do you guys even expect that of
Candidly,
us?
candid
So
people, name and title. We're living and breathing it at this
yeah.
point. I want to hear about what you've been watching and what you've been doing because, like, obviously, it's too cold to go outside. So tell me what you've been watching and
Oh
obsessing
my gosh,
about.
so I just watched Flow over the weekend. Have you heard of this? It was like a Golden Globe nominated movie. So it's an animated movie and there's no words or anything, and it's about this cat. And it sounds really odd, but it's so captivating. Like, it was so good.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I'm not like a huge cat person. Well, there's other animals in there too. There's dogs and stuff too, but I'm not. Like, you just follow this like journey of this cat, and it's so fascinating. Like, and even though obviously the cat doesn't talk, but you just like are rooting for the cat the whole time, and he makes like this crazy journey. So yeah, it's actually really fascinating, and I thought it was like Japanese, just like the way it kind of looks like anime-y a little bit, like the graphics do.
It's a little anime,
Yeah,
yeah.
but I guess it's French,
Oh.
so I was looking it up on Sunday. And but yeah, I watched that this weekend, and I watched what else? I watched something on Saturday, but I haven't really been I've been caught up on Severance and everything, so like I was gone the weekend before, so like I feel like I'm just like behind on my TV watching, and there's so many activities going on this weekend and this week because Rosie and Z-Man were here this weekend. And so we got to do a lot of
Yay!
activities with them. We went on doggy walks, and I was watching Yachty while Kevin and Lindsay are in Japan. They just got back today, so I don't have Yachty anymore. They picked him up this afternoon. So yeah, I've just been like on the go, like busy, busy. Yesterday was cookbook club, and Jordy hosted that. And so we did a Blue Zone book, which was really cool. Even though like going there, I was like starving, and I was like, all I want is a hamburger. And then we got there, and it was like all really delicious, but it was like all vegan related food. But yeah, it was so good. And then tomorrow we have Squish Luck.
What was your favorite thing that you ate at Cookbook Club?
Probably this like dashi sweet potato casserole thing that Natalie made. I
Okay.
don't really know what dashi is. I think it's like a mushroom. She explained it, but I forget. It's like a mushroom, what do you call it? Like broth, basically.
Okay.
And so she like put it over the sweet potatoes. It was bomb. I don't even know what I don't even know how to describe it, but it was so good. I love that like umami like flavor.
Like a sweet potato casserole, but like dashi forms the base for miso soups and clear broth soups and noodle soups. It's like an umami flavor. Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was really good. But there was a lot of good things. There was like a Jordy made a really good like vitality soup that was just like beans and onion and garlic. It was like simple, but it was so yummy. I don't know. So yeah, it was great. And of course, it's always nice to like see the ladies. And there was some of the ladies were there that didn't get to go on like Galentine's weekend, so it was nice to connect with them.
Good.
Because I've just been kind of like MIA. I feel like I've been all over the place. And then Rosie got to come, which was lovely because she was in town. So that worked out perfectly. She's honorary cookbook club member. Yeah, and then tomorrow I'm hosting Squish Luck at my house. So we're doing Mexican food. And so I'm making a
Oh,
bunch
my
of ground
favorite.
beef, and I have guacamole and sour cream, and people are bringing like sides and toppings, and all that good stuff. So it's gonna be great. But I am just like a little socialized out, so I need to take a chill pill and I need to sleep really good tonight. And then work needs to not suck balls tomorrow, and then I'll be just a happy camper, you know?
Yeah, well, hopefully you're a happy
Yeah.
camper for your Mexican deliciousness, because Mexican food is for sure my favorite. Like, that's so good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great.
What about you? Give us an
Well,
update.
I was watching, well, I was just doing like a lot of prep this last, because yesterday was, I didn't get home until like 10 o'clock. It was crazy. I just had like a really long day yesterday. And tomorrow I have work starting at 7 a.m. So like I also need to sleep and like be at the office at like 6:50. So,
Fuck yeah.
and I knew this week was going to be crazy. So I prepped a lot on Sunday. I went to like Costco and I made just a bunch of stuff so like I can throw together dishes this week and not have to spend an hour cooking dinner. So that's been really helpful. And then I watched, what do we watch? We watched John Oliver. He's like back at it. I miss him so much. Every Sunday he comes out with a new episode. So we do it on Monday nights. And yeah, the last one was like all around Facebook moderation slash they're not doing that anymore. So like I'm thinking about getting rid of my Facebook, but also the world is on
Do it,
fire
girl.
and all
Do it,
kinds of
girl.
shenanigans. So and then we watched, what do we watch? We watched the Nosferatu movie.
Oh, really? Was it good?
I kind
Everyone
of
was talking about it for a while.
liked it slash didn't like it because it was like way too long. We watched the extended cut, but by the time you get like an hour and a half into it, you're like, okay, this is a vampire story. Like, let's move it along. But it was pretty spooky. So, like, if you're into jump scare and like kind of old timey, spooky vampire Nosferatu, like, it's exactly what you think it is. What else did we watch? We watched. So I saw this Flow thing. It's on my like list of stuff to watch. But my husband and I, we spent a lot of time building like a big. What do you call those things? Oh, gosh, it's a big board, basically. Oh my God, what is the name of the board? I don't even know. It's like a 5.5 foot by a 4 foot tall thing, a board of wood. And then we put a bunch of cork board on it. And then we hung a dart board on top of it because we were playing a lot of darts when we were in Denver. And his friends slash my friends, they do a lot of darts. So like we hooked up the camera on Saturday or Sunday night or whatever. And we just played darts for like 2.5 hours. So we've just been doing a lot of dart playing. And then we like threw up some cool DJ music. There's like been a lot of new releases in like the underground drum and bass stuff that we've just been like going after. So that's been kind of fun to just like play music and hang out and do darts, rather than like just watching TV or whatever. So
Cool.
we've been a little social, trying to like hang out with friends. We're remote. Yeah. And then I have dinner plans this Friday. All of my friends from Seattle are going to get together, the people that I used to work with. There's going to be like 30 of them getting together and having beers and just like talking about, because most of them are like at new, like small startup companies. They're all going through getting funding and like
Oh.
hiring a lot. And so I wanted to like go and see them and see how they're doing, but also talk to them about like their companies and what's going on in the startup world in Seattle. And so I'm going to be hopefully going up to Seattle this Friday, but we'll see. Just 'cause work is crazy, you know? Like I don't know if I can get off work and like go up there. It's like a
Yeah.
3.5 hour drive, and I don't want to pay for like an Airbnb or like stay on somebody's couch. So even if I go there and then not drink and then drive home, like it's going to be a long night, but I really miss them. Like I haven't seen them in such a long time. I just,
And it'd be good, like connection and stuff too, and talk
right.
about their new companies
Yeah. 'Cause like startups are still
potentially.
happening, even though like left and right startups are like struggling right now.
Oh, dang, I
Yeah,
don't
it's
have a pulse
been
on it,
really
but
rough. They're like
you
doing
would
a
know.
ton of tax cuts. They're doing a lot of, they're just, yeah, I mean, you know, you're on the front line of it. So anyway, yeah, we've just been like hanging out, and then darts, and we watched John Oliver. Thank God he's back in my life. And then I've been reading a lot, just try to like, you know, unplug a bit when I can. But honestly, my life just revolves around work right now, which just kind of sucks. But hopefully it'll pay off in the end, you
Yeah.
know what I mean? We will see.
Yeah, that's all we can hope for. You know what I mean? That's all we can hope for.
I've been studying, though. I'm going to take, I've decided that I'm going to do a supplemental class around financial planning, at least for myself, right? Like, I'm going to do, it's like 18 cool. hours or whatever. And we're going to do all the like personal financing stuff. I'm going to learn a little bit about like investing. And then my friend at work gave me her old SIE book. So I'm going to start studying for the SIE and see if I can, that's the securities.
What does SIE stand for?
Securities Industries Essential, basically like the basics of investments, and stocks and bonds and things like that, mutual funds, whatever. So yeah, I'm just like trying to build my brain power up a little bit, get better with my body. And yeah, I'm really excited for work weekend, even though driving down to California is going to be a chore.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. Dang it. It's okay.
Are you going to both? Each other. Because now they're doing like spring and fall.
No, I already told my mom. I was like, I'm going to one. We are going to one. That is way too much to drive down for multiple. Yeah.
That's a big commitment to do both. I mean, when we were living in San Francisco and you were in and we were close to like Sonoma or Yosemite. Wow. It's been one of those weeks, guys. Like, it's 9 o'clock almost on a Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday night, and my brain is fuzzy.
I know. I'm sorry. I keep yawning. My bad.
Plus, Kelly popped a tiny little PM just before we got in.
Kate, you're not supposed to out me. I have a headache, guys, so I just like popped a little Tylenol PM so I could fall asleep and so that my headache doesn't keep me up at night.
So needless to say, this is going to be a short podcast because we both need to get, I need to get in the shower. I'm like a little stinky girl after my Orange Theory class. So,
stinky girl.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, let's just do gratitudes and grievance. We don't even need to play a game.
Are you sure? It's pretty quick. Yeah. I mean, not even a 25 minute podcast, but yeah, I'm here for it.
Let's do it.
I like want to be grieved that like the world is kind of crazy right now. I hate to say this because like I'm definitely an optimist at heart and I want to always see like the light at the end of the tunnel and just like be happy, but it's really hard to feel that lately. Like the rain sucks, it's cold outside, everybody knows what's going on in the world, and it's hard to like pinpoint, oh, this is going well in my life, because it's not, let's be honest. So that's kind of, I'm just like grieved that like I don't really have anything to look forward to other than now work weekend and like strawberry and like spring. And I'm just not excited about it yet. You know, I'm feeling a little depressed lately. Like SAD's really got me by the balls this year.
Seriously.
It's really annoying.
No, everyone was like saying that like January was the longest month ever and like how like terrible it was. And February was like kind of low key the same. Like,
right?
February was rough. I'm just feeling so fucking rough. I mean, like in all parts of life, just, I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, grievance, like snaps for that.
Snap it, girl. Get snaps for Cape. Here we go.
snaps for Cape for sure. But I'll be grateful for, there is some silver linings. I'm very grateful for the freaking weather. I'm so grateful that it's not snowing anymore. I'm so grateful that it's going to be 62 degrees on Friday and I'm going to be outside. I'm going to do something outside.
Yay.
I'm very grateful for all of the ladies. Like last night, I was able to, I don't know if I talked about it on the pod, but I like went to a psychic. Did I talk about this on the or did I just tell you, Cave?
I think you just told me, but I honestly haven't heard anything. I mean, like, you haven't given me an update, so tell me what happened.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to talk about it on the pod for sure, what they actually said, but highly recommend.
Spoiler alert slash not.
Highly recommend. It was really freaking cool. I just, like, feel like I needed a little bit of, like, brightness or whatever the word is, you know, like I need a little hope.
I get that.
Because winter is hard and life is really hard right now and work is really hard and dating is really hard. And so I just needed a little bit of like, you're on the right path kind of situation. And she obviously didn't say that to me, but she gave me a lot of like good information and the fact that she knew so much about like my life and just like was able to pinpoint so many things about me. It was like fascinating. So I did like kind of believe her in like future things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though I don't like really believe in like a lot of woo-woo stuff. So yeah, it was cool. So yeah, just like a little PSA, if you ever have been curious or want to do it, like, I think it's fascinating. So that's a lot of grateful things, but
I want to do it. When I come back to Ben, will you take me and we can make an appointment and then we'll talk about it on the pod, because I don't care. But I am curious to see, like, how much they get accurate, you know, like, how do they know all the things?
Yeah, she is really good. I mean, I know other people in Bend who have gone to her. Like, my hair girl actually suggested her to me. Well, she didn't suggest it. She just was, like, was telling me that she went and, like, how amazing it was. And then I met a girl at the Galentine's weekend who had also gone to her, and how, like, she knew everything, too. And so, yeah, I was just like, wow, I have to go now. Like, I just am so curious. And, yeah, it was really – it was cool. So, yeah, I think I would be curious to see how it would work out for you as well.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Cool. Okay, well, that's it from us, guys. We are just going to go to bed. I'm literally going to go lay in my bed right there. I'm like,
yeah, I don't blame you. I'm going to go shower and then go to sleep. But we hope that everybody else is feeling, like, good and optimistic and, you know, spring is just around the corner. Do a little – whatever you need to get a little pep in your step, you know. If it's, like, getting a coffee, if it's, like, getting up and walking around, or if it's just making out with a guy in the corner, like, whatever you need to do. I got you, girl. Okay.
We're not promoting that.
Be safe, though. We're protection. But anyway.
Protection on your mouth.
Just do whatever you need to do to put a little pep in your step, okay, everybody? Put some curry powder in there. Put some salt over your shoulder. Let's just, like, get over this moment in time.
Life advice from Keefler.
That would be a bestseller, New York Times, hands down, for sure. That would be there.
No big.
Thank you. Anyway.
All right. Well, we love you all so much. Have a good night.
We love you.
Bye.
See you next time. Thanks for being candid. That's all for today's episode.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we love you.
Follow us on Instagram @candidly30.
See you next week, bitches.